An explosion at a bus station in West Jerusalem has killed at least one person and injured several others. A second explosion 2 kilometers away injured 3 people. Israeli police say it was a joint coordinated attack. Officials in Turkey say they've hit nearly 500 Kurdish targets in northern Syria since Sunday. The strikes follow a bombing in Istanbul 10 days ago, for which Turkey blames the Kurdish armed group PKK. Ankara says it's targeting bases in Syria belonging to the YPG, which it considers an offshoot of the PKK. Turkey has carried out 3 ground offensives that cleared some parts of northern Syria from YPG bases since 2016. The Turkish president is promising to conduct another ground operation.
SİHA'larla yaptığımız operasyonlar...
Our operations with planes, cannons and drones are only the beginning. From Hatay to Hakkari, our determination to secure all of our southern border with a safe zone, so as to remove the possibility of attacking our country's lands, is stronger today than ever before.
Poor weather is hampering rescue efforts in Indonesia. An earthquake struck West Java province on Monday. Officials say at least 271 people died in the magnitude 5.6 quake. The UK Supreme Court has ruled against Scotland's new bid for independence. The semi-autonomous Scottish government had asked the court to decide whether its parliament could hold a referendum without UK approval. Authorities in Ukraine say a newborn has been killed in a rocket strike on a hospital in the Zaporizhia region. Rescue workers pulled the child's mother and a doctor alive from the rubble of the maternity ward. The EU Parliament has declared Russia a state sponsor of terrorism, arguing Moscow's military strikes on civilian targets violate international law. The move is largely symbolic, as EU lawmakers do not have authority to take action against Russia. A protest at the world's largest Apple iPhone factory in China has turned violent. Videos on social media show Foxconn employees being confronted by police. Workers are protesting against unpaid wages and the impact of China's strict COVID-19 policy.
Hi, I'm Chris Baird, and I'm part of Al Jazeera's new TikTok team. If you're looking for quick explanations about the biggest news stories, follow us at Al Jazeera on TikTok. You can find exclusive content and learn more about the world with Al Jazeera on TikTok.